We're looking for a fast-growing African city that's about to get a new railway. The city is in Nigeria, and it's considered one of the world's mega cities. As this resident can tell you, rush hour can be a nightmare there.
As you can imagine, traffic is chaotic, lots of congestion on the roads. It takes sometimes hours to traverse the city and get to destinations. This is the reason why the government, local government, decided it was time to sort of upgrade the transportation infrastructures to ease the congestion and chaos on the streets.
That's where that new railway comes in. To save money, engineers are buying hundreds of used subway cars from Toronto, Canada, and refitting them to run above ground in Nigeria. So which Nigerian city is getting its train cars from Ontario? The answer is coming up later in the program. And thanks to all who played our texting game today, Michaela from Silver Springs, Maryland, Jacques from Indianapolis, and Yana from Boston all came up with the correct response. If you want to get on board the geo-texting train, message GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Some subway cars in Toronto, Ontario, have left the station for Nigeria. Somehow that just doesn't sound quite right, but indeed 255 Canadian subway cars will soon be bound for Africa. They will be used to launch a new surface rail line in Nigeria. That's happening in the city we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz. Danladi Verheyen is director for the Nigerian company Eco Rail. Mr. Verheyen, this is an interesting way to reuse rail technology and a big project for Nigeria. First, tell us where this mass transit line is being built and why.
The mass transit line is being built in the city of Lagos, which is the capital of Nigeria. It's a city with about 15 million people population, a city without an urban railway network and massive congestion and traffic on the streets of Lagos.
So how did you come up with a plan to repurpose another city's electric subway cars, namely Toronto, and bring them to Lagos?
The government of Lagos is building seven railway lines across the city. This line that we're working on right now is called the Blue Line. It's the first of the seven. The only way for us to make this project make sense without requiring a subsidy from the government was to get rebuilt rolling stock from another city around the world and bring them to Lagos. It basically saves about 60-70% of its capital costs versus buying new trains.
So how do you actually go around shopping for a bunch of used train cars? I mean, do you visit cities like Toronto and actually see the merchandise?
Yeah, well, trains are typically highly customized for the lines upon which they're running. We were quite fortunate, actually, just because there are a handful of cities around the world that had trains that could be applicable for Lagos and also available. Of all the cities around the world that actually had trains that might be available within the timing that made sense for Lagos, Toronto's trains were the most suitable for Lagos and also by far the best quality trains to bring over here.
What will be the biggest technical challenge for this project?
The biggest technical challenge will just be so integrating all the various interfaces in a project like this. It's one thing to bring the trains over here. We've now got to have a very, very high-tech signaling communication system on these trains just to make sure there are no accidents. The city of Lagos is also unique amongst most cities that the power grid is not reliable. So we actually have to build a power plant just to power our trains. We're going to set up about a 25-megawatt power plant. We are also not building the track and infrastructure ourselves. The government has another contractor that's doing that. We've got to also make sure the track works with our trains as well. You know, there's a lot of engineering complexity in this project.
Let me ask you about another challenge that's not about engineering, corruption. It's a huge problem in Nigeria. And with a massive project like this, what are your concerns that the finances will be completely transparent?
Let's put it this way. So far, the finances have been completely transparent. We would not embark on a project like this if it was going to be otherwise. There are no shortcuts. We have the likes of GE who are involved with us. We have the likes of URS Scott Wilson's, one of the top three engineering firms in the entire world. We have many of the development banks. Basically, all eyes are on this project, and we really believe, you know, we're going to deliver it on time without any allegations of corruption whatsoever.
Obviously, this is going to change life for people in Lagos, I'd imagine.
It will dramatically. We estimate that some door-to-door commuters who spend about 3 hours getting from their house to, you know, the office door will will now spend maybe 40, 45 minutes using our train system. And this just has sort of dramatic effects on quality of life issues, you know, cost, safety, and just basically reliability and predictability.
Dunlady, what is the worst thing about commuting in Lagos for you?
Unpredictability. If I knew it was going to take me 2 hours to get somewhere, I could plan for that.
And 2 hours is not uncommon, is it?
It's not uncommon. It's very hard to plan. You're either very early for meetings or you're very late for meetings.
Dunlady Verheyen, director for the Nigerian company EcoRail, speaking with us from Lagos, Nigeria, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Dunlady, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
You can understand why Lagos, Nigeria could benefit greatly from light rail. We'd love to know what other world cities you think could also really stand to get light rail. You can discuss that with other listeners at theworld.org. Our stories often spark great discussions, and we want you to be a part of that too. At theworld.org, you can leave a comment on any story you hear. You can also see and respond to what other listeners have said about our coverage. Again, that's at theworld.org.